Valentine's Day, a day of hearts, flowers, and sweet empty promises wrapped in red shiny ribbons. How quaint. Honestly, it's ridiculous. People acting like one day of overpriced chocolates and wilted roses somehow proves their love. Pathetic, isn't it? And you, sitting there, probably thinking I'm just bitter. Well, maybe I am. But do you know what I did today? I went out, braving crowds of lovesick fools, just to get your favorite coffee. Yes. The one from that tiny cafe across town. And I may have accidentally picked up that ridiculous pastry you always rave about. Then, of course, there was a matter of the playlist I made. You know, the one with all your favorite songs? But that wasn't for Valentine's Day. No, that was just because. And maybe, just maybe, I spent 20 minutes deciding which sweater to wear, because I know you like this color on me. But that's not romantic, right? Just practical. So fine. Maybe I did a few things that could be considered romantic. But hey, it's not like we're officially a couple or anything, right? But it's not because of some silly holiday. It's because, well, because it's you. Don't let it go to your head, okay? You know, the funny thing is, I spent the whole day telling myself how much I hate this holiday, and yet, here I am, talking to you, letting you see me like this. Vulnerable. How embarrassing. But then again, you always manage to get under my skin, don't you? You and that ridiculous smile. The way you tilt your head when you're pretending to listen, but you're actually daydreaming. I notice, you know? I notice everything about you. Like how you always pick out the raisins from cookies because you think they're imposters pretending to be chocolate chips. Or how you hum that silly tune when you're trying to solve a problem. And then the way your eyes crinkle when I tease you. It's maddening and endearing. So maybe I did more than just pick up a pastry today. Maybe I spent half the morning which book to get you because I remembered that offhand comment you made 3 weeks ago about wanting something new to read. And maybe I left a note tucked inside with a quote that reminded me of you. Because despite my protests, I guess I do believe in romance. Or maybe I just believe in us, even if we haven't said it out loud yet. Just not the kind of what fits into a heart-shaped box or generic greeting card. No. The kind of romance I believe in. It's this right here, me rambling like an idiot while you listen with that bemused expression, in the glow of a lamp that flickers like a candle, with the faint scent of that awful vanilla air freshener you insist on using. This is the kind of love that matters. You know, I used to think love was supposed to be grand gestures and sweeping declarations. But now I realize it's in the little things, like the way you always remember how I take my coffee, or the way we can sit in silence, and it still feels like the best conversation of the day. And maybe, just maybe, I spent an hour picking out that silly card you found earlier. You know, the one with the terrible pun about avocados. I rolled my eyes when I bought it, but I knew it would make you smile. And when I was at the bookstore, I didn't just get you one book. I got you three. Because I couldn't decide which you'd like best. And honestly, seeing your eyes light up when you opened that bag, that was better than any Valentine's cliche. I guess what I'm trying to say is, you matter to me more than I ever expected, more than I let myself admit tonight. So, happy Valentine's Day. I guess I went a little overboard after all. I mean, for someone who's supposedly not your girlfriend, right? But you're worth it. And if you tell anyone I said that, well, let's just say I'll deny everything. Now, come here. I've got a playlist to share with you, a pastry to split, and a heartbeat that's still pretending it doesn't care. So here we are again. You sitting there with that smug little smile, and me rambling about how much I despise Valentine's Day. Well, simultaneously giving away how much effort I put into it. You're enjoying this, aren't you? I can see it. The way your lips twitch like you're trying not to laugh. Don't shoot there. If you start teasing me about all this, I swear I'll... Who am I kidding? You just enjoy that even more. You know, when I woke up this morning, I was determined to ignore this ridiculous holiday entirely. I told myself, no heart-shaped anything, no pink, no romantic nonsense, and then I found myself baking that stupid batch of cookies with the chocolate drizzle you like, and that little sea salt sprinkle, because you said once it makes the flavor more complex. Yeah, I remembered. I always remember when it comes to you. It's infuriating, really. I can't help it. You get under my skin and suddenly I care about things like whether the cookies have just the right crunch or if the playlist captures our weird shared sense of humor. And then, oh, this is the worst part. I walk by that florist on Main Street. You know the one I always roll my eyes at? And what did I do? I stopped. I stopped and bought a single stupid flower. A deep red ranunculus. Because it's bold and complicated and, well, because it reminded me of you. So there, I said it. I did the Valentine's Day thing. I baked. I curated music. I even bought a flower. And all without intending to. It just happened because of you. Are you going to say something now, or just sit there with that ridiculous look on your face? I see. No words. Just that look. That fond, exasperated, slightly amused look that makes me feel like the biggest fool on the planet. You know, maybe I don't hate Valentine's Day as much as I thought. Maybe, just maybe, it's not the holiday I despise. Maybe it's just that I never had a reason to like it. Until now. You know, it's funny. I used to think love was supposed to be dramatic. Passionate arguments, grand gestures, declarations shouted from rooftops. I thought that if it wasn't wild and chaotic, it wasn't real. But then came you, and everything changed. Love became quieter, softer. It slipped into the spaces between shared glances and inside jokes. It wasn't in the roses or chocolates or the silly holiday trinkets. It was in the way you hand me my coffee, just the way I like it. Without me asking. And tonight, tonight made me realize something. I've been fighting it. Fighting the idea that I could care so deeply about someone without needing the chaos, without the theatrics. But here I am, whispering these words to you, letting my guard down one syllable at a time. I guess what I'm trying to say is, you matter to me in ways I never expected, in ways that scare me just a little. But it's the kind of fear I want to hold on to. Because it means you're real. We're real. So, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. You impossible, wonderful fool. And if you tease me about this tomorrow, well, let's just say no cookies for you. Let's sit together a little longer. No grand gestures. No declarations. Just us. Because honestly, that's more than enough for me.